From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama arrives in Ethiopia on the first ever visit to the country by a serving American leader. Mr. Obama flew to Addis Ababa on Sunday for 2 days of talks with African leaders on issues such as terrorism, human rights, and the civil war in South Sudan. Earlier in the day, he ended a landmark visit to Kenya with a speech to thousands of students at a stadium outside the capital. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey has more from Nairobi.
I am proud to be the first American president to come to Kenya. And of course, I'm the first Kenyan-American to be president of the United States.
With that rousing reception, this son of a Kenyan father ended his historic visit to the nation with a call to the country's youth to continue on an arc of progress that sheds the corruption, cronyism, and tribalism of the past.
Progress requires that you honestly confront the dark corners of our own past, extend rights and opportunities to more of your citizens. See the differences and diversity of this country as a strength, just as we in America try to see the diversity of our country as a strength and not a weakness.
Incredible and motivating were words 21-year-old Grace Karuru used to describe Mr. Obama's speech.
We are also people who can do big things, and the fact that he is the president of America makes us very proud and very motivated.
Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
And staying with Mr. Obama's visit to Africa, his schedule for Monday includes talks with Ethiopian leaders who have been a key U.S. ally in the fight against Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab. You're listening to VOA News. Al-Shabaab militants have claimed responsibility for a car bombing outside a Somali hotel that hosts the Chinese and Egyptian embassies in the capital, Mogadishu. Sunday's attack killed at least 13 people and wounded about 20 others. It targeted the Hotel Jazeera near Mogadishu International Airport. The hotel often is used by Somali members of parliament and journalists, as well as foreign diplomats. There was no immediate word on the nationalities of those killed or wounded. Nigerian authorities say a female suicide bomber has killed at least 14 people at a market in the country's northeast. Witnesses said the early Sunday blast also wounded around 50 people. The attacker struck the entrance of a market in the town of Damaturu, the capital of Nigeria's Yobe state. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Syria's president has acknowledged that his military has given up some of the regions of the country as it battles insurgents. In a speech broadcast live on state television on Sunday, Mr. Assad said, "We must define the important regions that the armed forces hold on to so that they don't allow the collapse of the rest of the Syrian areas." Bashar al-Assad also said, "Countries that stand up for their rights ultimately go on to win their battles, as Iran eventually did in its nuclear negotiations with the world community." While rebel groups have pushed Syrian government forces out of most of the northwestern province of Idlib, as well as key areas of Syria's southern border region. And Afghan authorities say the Taliban militant group has captured a key northeastern military base in overnight fighting, which ended with more than 100 Afghan security forces surrendering to the insurgents. Officials said the fighting in the Turgaran area of Badakhshan province erupted on Friday night when Taliban fighters staged coordinated attacks on several Afghan security posts. A provincial official said border police personnel at the base surrendered to the Taliban because they were besieged and did not get reinforcements from the Afghan central government. In a statement, the Taliban said its fighters took control of several security installations in the area and captured about 110 national security personnel. The Taliban later said that local elders had negotiated the release of the captured policemen and that it obtained guarantees that those officers would not rejoin the Afghan national forces. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.